Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Well, I was outed in 81, and it meant the end of my financial career, that's for sure. Overnight, I lost everything in 24 hours.
What did you lose?
All my endorsements.
Endorsements.
And I was 37. I was about ready to retire. And I was outed, and within, you can't believe some of the letters I got from people who endorsed me. And
hate mail?
Oh, a lot of hate mail. Tons of hate mail, and then you start over.
You were also active in advocating for women in sports, including the movement to pass Title IX.
Yes.
Now we have the number of women competing in college sports at 186,000, increasing from 30,000 once upon a time. Are you happy with where Title IX stands today?
No, not happy, because a lot of Brian, you have to understand my personality. I always want to make things better. You know, I am grateful for where we are, and I understand that it's wonderful. But on the other hand, what makes me go is it could be better. A lot of schools are not in compliance. At the Women's Sports Foundation, we're still probably the guardian of Title IX, at least to do with sports. A lot of people in sports think it was only about sports, but it's really about education. And Edith Green is one of my heroes, and Birch Bayh is one of my heroes for getting this to happen. It was her idea. A Democrat, I think, from Oregon in the Congress. She's the one that started thinking about it, started writing it. It went through all kinds of different layers of how it was going to look. It was Title 10. It was Title. I mean, they had all these. It finally came up to Title 9, and Senator Birch Bayh is probably the reason it passed, because he was willing to compromise. But it got passed, and sports were actually an afterthought. I mean, up to the early 70s, women, there was a quota to become a doctor or lawyer. Like, if you wanted to go to Harvard as a doctor, you couldn't, you know, unless you're in that 5% quota they had.
So, all about equality.